Hello and welcome to Patch. I'm your host, Paul James, and today I'm joined by Matt Phillips, reflecting on our first year of high school that year.
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
It was a long time ago. Lots of cool games, as it turns out. For context for people, it was back in, I think, October, thereabouts. We did basically the best games of the year 2000, and kind of the plan was to do every year in the century up to that so far. We were never going to get through them all with the number of weeks left in the year, but we're just going to kind of chip away at these things, and when there's an opportunity to cover a new year, we'll do it. And this week is one of those weeks, so 2001 it is. Make sure, and I'm just doing a little plug beforehand, I'm changing shit up here, Matto. Make sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel if you're on podcast feeds. Go check out Patch there. Go check out the Player 2 website. But we'll get all that out of the way. I'll do a better job of it next time because I'm just trying to wedge it in going forward. Matto, let's talk about 2001. Now, you've got a whole bunch of facts.
We can do it like the YouTube ads and say it every 5 minutes and go, oh, hey, like and sub.
No, like we won't be that sort of arsehole.
And it'll be the exact same response to every time you see a YouTube ad, and that is go, I'll get fucked. Something's about to happen. Every damn time it happens.
So, kick us off talking about 2001.
Yes.
You've got a whole bunch, a bit like last time, which actually surprised me last time, because we didn't really discuss that. It was mostly going to be focused on the games, but Matto brought a whole bunch of interesting things that occurred in the year 2000 that time. We're moving on to 2001. There is one obvious one that we're not even going to worry about talking about because it's that obvious. But go for it, mate.
All right, so we go with the non-gaming events of 2001. There are a lot of American stuff, like presidents going into office.
Oh, yeah.
And other things that we are not going to talk about because, let's be honest, we don't need to.
No, who cares?
But instead, we go with Apple launches the iPod on the November 10th. The iPod.
Right.
Yeah.
In 2001 was the first iPod. Yeah, right.
iPod. It had a grand total of 1 gigabyte of storage, which nowadays is just one textured floor.
Yeah, that's like a cliff face in Final Fantasy VII Rebirth that hasn't actually rendered properly because it's in performance mode.
Or Cloud's gigantic sword.
Buster sword, yeah.
Blade. That's his one gig. Yeah, so that just, I look at that and just laugh and go, 1 gigabyte. Well, back then, that was huge. But now you just look at it and go, that's just,
that's cute. And off you go.
Yeah, that's nice. That is lovely. This is another crazy thing that happened in 2001. Wikipedia launched.
No way.
On January 15th. Really?
Huh.
I know. I pulled the same face too. I was like, no way.
That's pretty cool.
True story. Well, that's what the internet says, and I'm going with it.
Yeah, go with it. I believe it.
Back then, was all truth and no lies.
And I can't imagine that Wikipedia is going to lie about when Wikipedia was formed.
Of course not, unless people keep changing it all the time. Just kills.
Wikipedia was formed in the year 1262 by Jesus and,
Yes.
Jesus well and truly dead by that point, if you believe everything.
Well, if you look at Wikipedia, check it on Wikipedia and see, tell us when he died. I don't really want to know. Not interested. There's better things on Wikipedia to look at. For example, everything else.
Oh, yeah.
But Jesus. And then, this is one of my favorites. The 21st Golden Raspberry Awards are hosted. And if anyone doesn't know what the Golden Raspberry Awards are, it is the absolute polar opposite of the Oscars.
Oh, the, I think they call it like the Razzies or something movies. Now, but is
the
it
Razzies or the Raspberries, thing, Golden Raspberry, whatever you call. And for that year, one of the worst movies probably in all of existence, not Adam Sandler, the movie, relax. It is Battlefield Earth, which is horrible.
I don't even know it. It's that bad.
I think it was on one of the stream services. I started watching it. God, yeah.
What's it called? Battlefield Earth.
Battlefield Earth. It stars John Travolta.
Oh, my God.
And it almost ruined his career. Well, probably did, actually. It's horrible. I don't know what's...
Oh, so it won the award then, right? Because it released in 2000, but yeah, it was...
Yeah, the award ceremony was 2001. Yeah. Yes.
2.5 out of 10 on IMDb, 3% on Rotten Tomatoes, 9% on Metacritic.
That's too high. Way too high. And then, this is a cracking one. This is the next one. Fat Boy Slim releases weapon of choice. Darren
yes.
Christopher Walken. And I looked
That's
down and went, no way. No way that was 2001. And then this is also 2001 as well. And I thought, get out of town. Shrek. Released in 2001. I know. It's depressing, isn't it?
Only because it feels like All-Star is newer than that. But apparently
it's not.
But it's not.
No, I know. Yeah, it's only been in about 17 other movies too, All-Star. It's just the most popular song. And here's another one. The first Fast and Furious.
Oh, God, that song was 1999.
All-Star, yeah.
The first Fast and the Furious.
Yes.
Back when they were actually Fast and Furious and not just one or the other or about family.
And now it's just Fast. I don't know if now it's even Fast anymore. It's ridiculous. They should have stopped.
Moderately paced.
Moderately paced. Should have stopped. Just a slow drive. Here's another one. The UK version of The Office premiered on the BBC in July 9th. Which I didn't even know it was 2001. I honestly thought it was later.
The prequel to the vastly superior series, the American version.
Yes. Surprisingly.
Sorry, Poms.
No. But that's something never said that something better was turned into an American show, because most of the American shows...
They usually ruin it.
They ruined it. Here's a good one. Microsoft releases Windows XP.
Yeah, that checks out.
It does check out. Let's see. Scrubs also premiered in 2001.
Man.
I know. 24 also premiered in 2001.
Good. Awesome show.
There's some holds up. Ones. Harry Potter, the first film, 2001. I know.
That sounds accurate when you at least tell me that one. Like, I believe that. But shit.
I know. And also, too, yes, Harry Potter. And
you're
also
best talk about Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, The Fellowship of the Rings. Also, 2001.
That much I was always sure. There was 2001, 2, and 3, and they went back-to-back-to-back years.
Yes. And then the final one, the biggest one of 2001. And Matt Houston will absolutely love this fact as well. In 2001, How You Remind Me by Nickelback was released in 2001.
Ah, shit. I think we need to clip this out. Matt Houston will love it. Oh, my God.
And this will be the final appearance I have on Patched.
I look forward to the year that Photograph comes out, whatever year that is, and we can just kind of zoom in on you over and over and over again.
I don't think I will put in Photograph. I'll put in the introduction of Look at This Graph. whatever year that was, I don't know. Probably in the early 2010s, I feel like. I don't know. But that is all for...
That song came out in... Oh, we don't have too many of these episodes, do we? It was 2005.
But when did Look at This Graph come out?
Well, yeah, no, I don't know about that one. But...
Because, yes, Photograph, yes, but Graph, much more memorable than Photograph.
Look at this graph.
And that is all for non-gaming events that are the more interesting ones. Although there actually was one more interesting one, that Michael Jordan scored his 30,000 point in 2001.
Yeah, right. I guess weird coincidence that the day that we're talking about that is the day that MJ 2.0 LeBron James just hit his 40,000th point. So, small world.
Then there was another one where an Australian airline collapsed, but we don't need to talk about that one.
Oh, Ansett.
Ansett, yes.
R.I.P. Anyway,
and Hello
maybe
Virgin.
About that when it comes to
and Hello Virgin Blue.
That's a whole bunch of fascinating, I guess, in some case believable, other case still feels unbelievable kind of things from 2001.
I feel like I'm in denial. That's what it feels like. When you hear
Shrek.
We were year seven. I know.
I know we were dodging around kind of 9/11, but do you remember that day? Or do you remember like school that day?
I do remember that day. I really do, because I remember waking up in the morning Turned on the TV to Channel 10 because I was going to be watching, you know, like what everyone did in
Dragon
those
Ball.
Days. Dragon Watch Cheese TV, and all there was. I'm not saying this harshly. There was two buildings. I didn't know what they were. Wasn't really paying attention to it. And then one was smoking. I'm going, oh, must be on fire. Wasn't really paying attention to exactly what was happening until a few minutes later. The second one went through. You just went, oh shit. And you try to figure out as a kid, is that real or am I watching some sort of...
What sort of cartoon is this?
Documentary movie sort of thing. And then you find out, go, yeah, that was real. And then you get home from school, see it all over the news, and then you see the whole footage of the building collapsing. And you just go, whoa.
I was like you, I'd, you know, watch Cheese TV every morning and, you know, get my fix of Dragon Ball Z or whatever the case happened to be, but I remember that morning, mum must have been up first or whatever, and she'd kind of was already aware of the news, and so we were kind of, you know, watching TV this morning, whatever, and she was just being a bit of a hard ass or whatever the case was, so I kind of got to school with no idea what had gone on, and it was only that everyone was talking about it, and then, eventually got home that afternoon, the gig was up, so like I'd walk into the house and the TV was on, and there was no point trying to hide it there because I've had, you know, 6 or 7 hours or whatever of everyone talking about it, teachers talking about it, students talking about it. Hell, the internet, even in its still very primitive form, being a resource there, like, you know, the knowledge was out there. So I got home and then I actually saw it myself. I'm like, holy shit. Like, it was pretty crazy. But anyway, enough of all that stuff. Games, things? Did you have any little games, facts from 2001 before we get to the best games of the year?
Wasn't, surprisingly, there weren't that many compared to 2000s. There was some studios that got shut down, but they weren't, to me, weren't big popular ones.
Yep.
But, you know, there were only four I found. There was Sonic the Hedgehog celebrates its 10th anniversary, which is probably the only celebration it's had since in the last 23 years, and there were a lot of games this year, and there is one reason why that was, because the Game Boy Advance and Nintendo GameCube released.
Yeah, okay.
In that year, and also the Xbox, the very first Xbox released, November 15.
Yeah, with the GameCube 3 days later.
Yeah, and the Xbox was the first console to feature built-in hard drive.
Microsoft tip of the spear for all that, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it's the one thing they've contributed to gaming, because before then, and you know the pain like I do of little memory cards with blocks on them, and you need to delete one block for some other game that you want to play, because for some reason it's like, oh, this Crash Bandicoot comes... only has one block to save, then some other game has about 17 blocks and you only got 16, and then you have to delete your Crash Bandicoot file and it's gone forever. There's no cloud, nothing. It was the worst decisions of my life. And now I look at it and I don't even remember what the games were.
Yeah, something like that, really. Good, interesting time, 2001, when it came to, yeah, consoles themselves coming out, but then all the games as well. It's crazy to think some of these, like, and we're going to go through a whole bunch of games shortly, like some of the best games of the year, and I was shocked that some of those were 2001. Like, there's a few that, you know, instantly spring to mind, whatever, because of how, I guess, prominent the franchise is or was effective from that moment. Others, because, yeah, maybe they aligned with the launch of the Xbox or the GameCube, so you kind of, you know, connect them via the console's launch date. But otherwise, there was still a bunch of others. Like, what? That was 2001. Like, I, you know, they still feel more recent than that. It's crazy. Like, you think about, you know, games like, say, I mean, it's far more recent, but games like The Last of Us, for example, the original one, like, that still feels like it's only a few years old, but actually it's 11 years old at this point. We've had four remasters, remakes, and a TV series.
I say, and all these games came out in 2001, probably none of them have had remasters. Well, one.
Yeah.
We'll say one, and it was butchered poorly.
Yeah, pretty much.
Badly.
Anything else you want to go through at all before we get into the games themselves?
Well, I got the best-selling games.
Oh, yeah? Yep, cool.
And it was a dominance, as always, back in those days of one game on a handheld device, which was Pokemon. The gold, silver, and crystal games. I don't have an exact figure because they didn't really give me it because I was just going by countries and every single one of them. Unfortunately, Final Fantasy X came in a solid second.
Which is still a good effort considering that was December 13th or something of that year. Like, it's second based on 2 weeks of sales.
Sold almost 5 million or 4 million in the US.
It's a pretty crazy effort, actually. But I'm, Pokemon Gold release date. So came out, Gold and Silver originally came out in 1999 in Japan. Did they take?
I think most of the Pokemon games came out a year later.
Yeah. Gold and Silver did come out in 2000, but because it's Pokemon, not hard to see how it wasn't the best selling game of 2001, because that would still keep fueling people's Game Boys throughout the year. Not technically a 2001 release, but best selling makes sense. Like how GTA 5 does all the numbers now.
It's the best selling game for the last 10 years.
Yeah,
year after year.
Still insane. But all right, any other numbers to go through?
No, I've got no more numbers.
All right, well then let's shift over to kind of the best games of that year. Now, I think we didn't necessarily mean to do it last time, but we kind of found ourselves falling into like a Nintendo and then PlayStation and now, I guess, Xbox. We kind of went platform by platform in the end. So let's start with Nintendo, because they did have, obviously, they launched the GameCube. They were still having games coming out on the 64. They've got the Game Boy. When did the game... No, the Game Boy Advance wasn't out by then.
2001, yeah. It was earlier in the year, before GameCube.
Was it before GameCube? Oh, shit, it was too.
Like 6 months beforehand.
Japan, EU... yeah, holy shit. Yeah, okay. Righto. Yeah, so, I guess... Yeah, actually, yeah, of course. As I looked through my list of games, I can see Game Boy Advance games in there. So, I'll throw it over you to kick things off. Last time we kind of spoke about what was your best game of that year, regardless of platform. Do you have a favorite from 2001? If you look through a list at all, is there an obvious
number one?
I'm
looking at the list because I only had, up to that point, I was a Nintendo kid.
Yep.
Did play Xbox with friends that had an Xbox with their ridiculously stupid size controller and the PS2 as well. Yes, and the PS2. But I would say if the game I played the most from 2001, I would have to say it was Smash Brothers.
Oh, mate.
In LA.
Yeah.
I played a lot of Smash Brothers Melee back in the day. And then again, the book as well, to try and figure out how to unlock all the characters and all this and cheating. Oh, those are the days of pretend cheating, where you had to get Mewtwo, you had to play 20 whole hours. So what do? Get 4 controllers and just leave it there for 5 hours. And you get Mewtwo, because it's combined 20, because there's 4 players playing. I thought, genius!
It was very, very cleverly done. But, I mean, yeah, Smash was unreal, and there's still plenty of people that will say to this day that Melee is the best one. Obviously, you still have within the fighting game community, there's still like Melee competitions as well as then Ultimate, even a couple of years ago, like Smash 4. The game just has crazy legs still. It just played so well, all the mechanics were right, and then it was for the time, it was a pretty good roster. So
that too, but I think the one thing that makes that Smash Bros. Better than all the other ones, and I've played all the other ones, and I hate to say it, it is the GameCube controller.
Well, yeah, that's a
The GameCube controller makes a huge difference, especially the C-Stick. The C-Stick for your stupid Kamehameha move or whatever they have makes a huge difference compared to something like the Wii, which was a bit annoying, and sort of the DS also annoying.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
And then the Switch, it's a Switch controller.
It's just that the Switch, the Joy-Cons are just too small, right? So
I can't remember if the buttons are switched around or not, or I've just forgotten the buttons.
Oh, yeah, no, I couldn't comment on that. But
maybe it's because I've played about, I don't know, four other ones, and all the control layouts are just different. So yeah, I'm just not changing. Used to the Switch one. But I'm not complaining.
For me, from that year, I mean, you've already referenced the game. It's like it's not the GOAT, but it's Final Fantasy X. So, it took me a while to actually. So I guess it's the best game in my eyes from 2001. I didn't play it until probably 2003, maybe.
It's the same with me with Melee. I didn't play it until 2003 either.
Yeah, right. That's simply because I didn't get a PS2 until, I don't know. Probably till about 2003. Probably it would have been the first game I played at that point. But yeah, we were GameCube day and date. We were a bit slow to kind of jump on, like move from PS1 to PS2 because we were still, I think we touched on this last time, burnt games and all those things. We were still like swimming in burnt PS1 games and had no reason to rush.
And if anyone denies that they didn't burn a PS1 game, I don't believe you.
Yeah, pretty much. Any kid at that time had themselves a chipped PS1 and...
Or Xbox. Or PS2. Xbox,
yeah. I didn't end up chipping my PS2. Don't know why that was. Really have no idea why that was. And then I didn't have an original Xbox. GameCube was basically impossible to crack.
Tiny disc. Don't work.
Yeah. I think it could have worked, but yeah, it just wasn't worth it, I think, for a whole different proprietary disc. So yeah, that was kind of a console that never really got touched. But yeah, I was just a bit late to the party, and also I kind of had we had no issues just getting whatever games we wanted at that point, so we didn't worry too much about burnt games at that stage. But yeah, Final Fantasy X, very linear, and I think people kind of forget that, and it's probably too linear in my eyes. But it's still an excellent game and one that I really, really enjoyed, and so yeah, my favourite game from 2001. But now let's pivot back to some console stuff. Nintendo, they had a whole range of stuff. You've obviously just touched on Smash. What were some other games that you recall from that year that, I guess, across 64, GameCube, or Game Boy Advance, all three pillars that Nintendo had going? What are some of the favourites from that year?
Oh, there's many. But I think the second favourite out of Melee was Conker's Bad Fur Day.
Yeah, finishing the
which was at the end of the life cycle of the 64 and also Rare, because it was almost the second last game to be released by Rare on Nintendo after its final one, which was Dinosaur Planet.
Oof.
or Star Fox Adventures, which makes perfect sense now when you look at it, because it made no sense why there was no ships. But yeah, Conker's Bad Fur Day, because back then, especially for a Nintendo game, that type of humor did not exist on the Nintendo. There was humor in some games, but not the type
not
of humor
that, kind.
That Conker's Bad Fur Day had, and it was great. Very linear. It's the same as, not the same as Final Fantasy X. That's nowhere the difference. But it was a very linear game, just taking the piss out of movies, really. And maybe Resident Evil, if you want to look at it as well.
Yeah, for sure. Shit, I mentioned three different platforms. I forgot that, you know, there was still good, really, really high-quality stuff coming out for the Game Boy Color that year, too, before it was replaced by the Game Boy Advance.
Oh, hang on, wait. I forgot one gaming event I just clicked on to. I forgot about it. I don't think I said this. Sega announces it will no longer develop consoles and focus more on games.
After the
Dreamcast.
I've forgotten the release date for that, but it was an iconic sort of release date, but I've gone blank on. Oh, September 9, 1999. So yeah, it only lasted like 18 months, and then it was cooked.
And it released all the games at once and said, that's it, we're done making consoles.
We probably don't need to talk too much about Sega games, I think, from 2001, but... I'll do my due diligence just to double check before we wrap up. But yeah, for me, I mentioned that Crazy Taxi would fit into 2000. It was actually our thumbnail for the last episode.
Oh, was it?
But actually, Crazy Taxi 2 came out that year, so I guess there's an option for us. Sonic Adventure 2 came out that year as well. But and that's about it for Sega. No, I mentioned, obviously, you know, we were talking about GameCube, talking about 64, talking about Game Boy Advance, but there were still some great games coming out for the Game Boy Color that year, and chief among those was Zelda Oracle of Ages and Seasons, the Capcom-developed games, as it so happened. So, I mean, the way those two games kind of interconnected, the gameplay was awesome. The way that, yeah, once you finished them both, the additional stuff that was there, it's really, really cool. And I think these days they're both available on Nintendo Switch Online. I think people can play them that way now. So, you know, 2001 gems, make sure to go and check those out. But have a lot of love for those two. And definitely want to go back at some point. I just need new games to stop coming out so I can go and check it out. What else from 2001 on the Nintendo side?
The Nintendo side, I'll go to the GameCube.
Yep.
And with one of its release games. Well, actually, it's two. I don't know if the second one was, but one definitely.
There's quite a few, like, awesome launch window games for the GameCube.
Well, I'm going with, start off with, Luigi's Mansion.
Oh, yes.
And then we finally got a game where it's just Luigi. And no Mario. Oh, there is Mario, but he's not important. Don't care about him. You're just a scared man with a green hat with a vacuum cleaner.
Mario!
Yes, and his stupid scientist friend. I forget
what his E-Gad. Name
is. EGAD. EGAD. He just goes, Luigi. That's all I think of it. He just goes, Luigi.
It's just,
and a dog.
It's just so disappointing that it took so long for the sequel, and then, you know, eventually our third game more recently. Like, this, I mean, it's been 20 years when we've seen three games, and that first game was a ripper. So, like, it was 2013 when Dark Moon came out.
It was 12 years later.
It took 12 years for a sequel, considering how good that first game was. Like, that was crazy to me that played out that way. But I'm glad Nintendo finally wisened up to it, because, yeah, that original was unreal. It was way... What's the... It didn't deserve to be as good as it was, but I'm glad it was exactly that, because it's sensational. For me, I guess another game that came out that particular time, we'll stick with the GameCube theme, was Pikmin, the original Pikmin.
Yes.
And whilst it's, you know, definitely the weakest of the lot, and certainly one of the hardest of the lot too, because they had the, like, everything was really timed. It was far more almost survival game-ish, because you did have these were the number of days, and if you didn't get it all done in those number of days, that's it. You're done. And that's, you know, fail state. That, you know, is a lot for... What would I have been in 2001? 12 years old.
Yes, it's a lot to take on.
So I'm glad I enjoyed it though, or stuck with it. And then obviously Pikmin 2 came along, and Pikmin 3 was where things really kind of exploded. And I think Nintendo really kind of found the formula and how they wanted it to work. But yeah, Pikmin's amazing. That first Pikmin's really great, and people should still take the opportunity to go check it out, because you can do that now on they put that 1+2 double pack together for the Switch. Before Pikmin 4 came out. So people go check that out too. Anything else Nintendo related that you wanted to focus on?
There's one. I'll reference one. I haven't played it yet. I'm pretty sure it might be on the Game Boy Advance online stuff or it's going to come out. I'm not sure. And it was a game that got huge ratings, like huge. Higher than Madden 21 and NHL 01 or whatever.
Big call.
Golden Sun.
Yeah, cool. Glad you touched on that one. JRPGs for, you know, hitting Meadow's heart there.
Yes.
Did you actually play much of it, or?
No, I never had a Game Boy Advance back in the day.
Yeah, but everyone emulated it.
I was still too distracted playing Pokemon for the next 5 years after that.
That's fair.
And then the other Game Boy Advance game, I just laughed at this one, because I honestly forgot that there used to be a cartoon of this until I just saw the Game Boy Advance game. It's and I just laughed. It was also, I'm pretty sure it was on Cheese TV as well. It is Jackie Chan Adventures.
I remember a Cheese TV show. I didn't remember that it was a video game.
Legend of the Dark Hand. And the funny thing about that cartoon is that Jackie Chan doesn't even voice himself in that cartoon. But he just appears in it, which is even funnier. It's like, hey, Jackie. He's there whacking his stand and stick things with his little guardy. Don't know what it's called.
God. Yeah, okay.
I just laughed because I completely forgot about that Jackie Chan Adventures.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about that show since probably 2001. So,
yeah, I completely forgot about it.
Good on them, I guess.
There's a thumbnail. Jackie Chan Adventures. Everyone just looking at, what the hell is that?
That's fair. Well, here's some other Game Boy Advance games that you might have thought of. Sorry, might have forgotten, I should say. Mario Kart Super Circuit.
No, I didn't forget about that.
Came out that year.
I can throw another one in for you as well. Advance Wars.
Advance Wars, which obviously we saw the remake for last year in the end. I lost track now. The war.
It was last year.
The war delayed it all, but yeah. That came out that year. Castlevania Circle of the Moon came out that year for the Game Boy Advance as well. And, you know, there's things like Wario Land 4. There was a whole bunch of games that came out. Like, they started the Game Boy Advance real strong. I mean, Nintendo was kind of firing on all cylinders across pretty much every platform except the GameCube. They seemed to just launch those games and then go pretty quiet after a while. But Game Boy Advance was getting well looked after by themselves and a whole bunch of third parties as well. So that started off pretty well. Were there any others from the Game Boy Advance that you want to cover?
No,
I think between Pikmin, Smash, and Luigi's Mansion, I think we might have dealt with the initial launch and the 2001 games for the GameCube.
But there was one game that never got released on the GameCube, which I was always disappointed about. That was the Donkey Kong Racing game.
Oh.
That never got released.
Rare was working before they got bought.
Yeah, which was on the box of the GameCube, but was never seen the day of light.
Thanks, Microsoft. You ruined that.
Thanks. Thanks for the 23 years of disappointment.
So then that kind of leaves the 64, which we actually kind of, I think, got this one wrong. Well, I can't remember whether it was you or me that actually brought it up. But the original Paper Mario, we were talking about that during our 2000 episode, and I think that was because...
Might have been me? I don't know.
Yeah, I can't remember which of us was talking about it. We were kind of associating it with 2000 because that was its initial release date, I think, in Japan. But it wasn't until 2001 before it came out overseas. So we won't dive deep into that one again because that was technically something from the last episode. We've already discussed it. But go check out our full thoughts, I think, again, back in October for what we thought of Paper Mario on the Nintendo 64. It's obviously available for people to go check out now on the Nintendo Switch Online. There's heaps of ways to access the game, but it's an awesome one. Any other Nintendo games you wanted to cover before we...
Just Mario Party 3.
Was that year?
I believe so. Go and buy all the things I was looking at. I did not look at Wikipedia for that one. No, I did look at Wikipedia. That's a lie. I'm pretty certain that was 2001.
It was 2001 for us, yeah. Snuck into 2000 for Japan, but for everyone else, it was 2001.
Yep, that is the game where you lose friends, or you say bullshit.
Or a whole bunch of your hand.
Or the rig ending at, it's like, oh, I got 7 stars, and then someone wins all the awards, and you lose by 1 star. And it's like, that is the most depressing thing ever.
Shit game, Mario Party.
Yeah.
Despite being so good. I guess we can shift over. Go on, sorry.
This is why my controller, my 64 controller, got absolutely destroyed.
Was it Mario Party 3 specifically? Because obviously we touched on
Many Mario Party games. Yeah, it could have been. I don't know. It involved rowing a boat. That's all I remember. There's probably a whole heap of other things too.
Now, the one that's here, and it never launched for us. I did a quick last minute check. No. Animal Crossing, which was a GameCube game, yes. and it technically launched in Japan in 2001, but there was actually a 64 version of the game that came out in Japan and Japan only, and that came out that year. About 6 months later, it came out for the GameCube, and then after that, almost 12 months later, the rest of the world finally saw it on the GameCube. So technically, maybe 2002 for most of what we're talking about. But 2001, there was a 64 and a GameCube version of Animal Crossing. We only ever saw the GameCube version. The Japanese got both. So just that little bit of trivia for anyone who's not aware. Obviously, Animal Crossing these days is enormous. But yeah, worth shouting that one out. I'm just doing a quick scan. Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3, which I guess we can align with multiple different platforms, but that came out that year. You mentioned Cocker's Bad Fur Day. There's a lot of third party or like licensed stuff here. I'm seeing Powerpuff Girls. I'm seeing Batman Chaos in Gotham. There's a whole bunch. Oh, apparently Rogue Squadron came out that year.
Rogue Squadron 2 did come out that year.
Two Rogue Leader. Yeah, good point. We didn't see it for like 6 months after the Americans did as a 2002 release, but it came out in America in 2001. That's enough. As long as it arrives in the West in the year, we're counting it. Super Monkey Ball came out, apparently. That was the first Super Monkey Ball that came out, which is kind of cool. Skimming. Any resource I can find, I'm just like skimming through. Wave Race a 64? Yeah, that was a 64 launch title, not a GameCube.
But wasn't there another Wave Racer game?
Not too sure. Actually, I found a list here. So here's in a specific Nintendo timeline from 2001. February 14th, Valentine's Day, the Nintendo 64 DD was discontinued. We mentioned Oracle of Ages and Seasons. March 21st, the Game Boy Advance launches in Japan along with Super Mario Advance, which is obviously just a port of Super Mario, one of the Super Mario, so let's not get too carried away with that. Pokemon Gold and Silver released in Europe. Dr. Mario 64 released in North America. Mobile Golf, whatever that is. There's a whole bunch of different launch dates for the Game Boy Advance. Sucked in Europe. We got it 2 days before you. Mario Kart Advance Pokemon Crystal launched in North America. Wario Land 4 we mentioned. Mario Kart, Luigi's Mansion, Pokemon Crystal in Australia. Okay, we lost that one. 4Kids Entertainment acquired a 3% stake in the Pokemon company for an undisclosed sum. Kirby of the Stars. Oh, what is that? I think it's an animated series. Oh yeah, it's an anime. Okay, whatever. Bye. And then it's just a whole bunch of other release dates for games that launched early in the year, but just hitting different regions of the world. So yeah, I think we were pretty comprehensive in the end. There was only Dr. Mario 64 and the discontinuation of the 64 DD that we kind of missed. So, are you familiar with the 64 DD?
I'm trying to remember it.
No, it never came out for us. It was an add-on that Nintendo attached to the Nintendo 64 in Japan. The 64 DD used floppy disks, offered large amounts of storage compared to most cartridges, and plugged into the bottom of the console via the expansion port.
I think I do remember. It looked massive. It looked ugly. I remember seeing it in magazines. It looked hideous.
It basically makes your 64 a bit like double-decker.
You just put a massive cartridge in there.
An idea that didn't quite work. So, let's shift on to, because we've covered everything from Nintendo now.
Back in the early 90s of Nintendo and failed things like the Power Glove.
The Power Glove and more. Let's move on to PlayStation, where they were rocking the PS1 and the PS2. So they still had games coming out to both. I mentioned Final Fantasy X before, but anything on the PlayStation side that is of note to you? Because there's quite a lot that came out that year specifically.
Well, the only one that I've played is Metal Gear Solid 2.
Yeah, okay. There's definitely more games on this list that I know you've played that came out that year. GTA 3, for example.
Oh, yeah, GTA 3. I haven't played GTA 3.
I just assumed you had. Okay.
I do have it. I've played every other GTA, I think, apart from 3.
Yeah, right.
I've played 1, I've played 2, I've played Vice City, San Andreas, 4, 5, whatever other ones there are as but well.
Missed that.
Just never got into it.
And you can go play the dodgy remasters.
I've got the original one. That's probably better than playing the remaster. But it's also surprising too with GTA 3 because it is went from a bird's eye view game to a third person. And look how well that went.
That's fair. It worked out pretty well for him.
And had a story, had voice acting, unlike the 1 and 2 where it's just I can't remember it. It was just arcadey style.
Yeah, it was far more arcadey and top down.
4 million points
and
Yeah, get 4 million points by murdering and stealing cars. No one cared about it because it's not GTA 5. It was popular back then.
Or how times have changed. PS1 games, just in case I miss anything there, but it doesn't look like I'm missing a hell of a lot. So yeah, I guess you don't have much then on the PlayStation side for that year.
No.
All right, well, I'll rattle off a laundry list. You obviously mentioned Metal Gear Solid. We've just touched on GTA. Actually, you didn't really talk too much about Metal Gear Solid, so you better take an opportunity to talk about that, because I still played MGS for the most part. So
it is by far one of the most confusing games I've ever played. I was there for the final, I don't know, 2 hours, scratching my head, trying to figure out what the hell was going on. Also, fun fact, you don't play as Snake either. That's the more annoying thing out of all.
Oh, because you play as Raiden or Raiden.
Raiden. Yeah. Old bloody ninja sword cutting watermelon man himself. And he was boring as batshit. But boring as person I've ever played.
That's fair.
No, not really. No, I was just, I think my expectation was Snake, not this dude.
Well, they, everything my understanding around this is, like, they really made it seem like it was going to be Snake through all the marketing, and then Kojima pulled the fast one on you.
Well, you do play as him for the first, I don't know, 15 minutes of the game, and then he just disappears. And you just play as Raiden.
Fair enough. Well played, Kojima. You're already nailing people to the wall with some of this shit.
And then just went back to playing Snake for the rest of the games. Yes. Or some sort of Snake. I don't know which one. It's one of the most confusing things I've ever seen.
Yeah, don't overthink it, for sure.
You got Snake, Solid Snake, Liquid Solid Snake, Liquid Snake, Puddle Snake, Gas Snake.
Well, people didn't like Puddle Snake. It was it didn't look quite right. It wasn't as good as they promoted it.
Well, it wasn't reflective enough.
Yeah.
Wasn't big enough. No. Damn, what a shame.
Like, Kojima was ahead of the curb again, well before Spider-Man in 2018.
Oh, of two for puddles in PlayStation games. Shame.
Right, so to rattle off some games then across PS1, PS2, Siphon Filter 3 came out on the PS1. Didn't really have too much to do with that back in the time, but of course these days the original PS1 games have, I think almost all of them now, I don't think there's a Siphon Filter that Bend hasn't made available on the...
pretty sure there's one
PlayStation, or maybe there might be a PS2 game actually.
Might have been one.
Because
we're talking about this once before, and I'm pretty sure there was one that was missing off that list.
Yeah, I think you might be right actually. But they're one by one. They are just making every single Siphon Filter game available for new audiences through the PlayStation Plus Premium / Deluxe tier, and you can get trophies and all that sort of stuff. It's good shit. Final Fantasy Chronicles came out that year, which is, look, I'm getting a little bit tongue-in-cheek with this one, because it was just a compilation of Final Fantasy IV on PlayStation for the first time, and they brought Chrono Trigger across as well from the Super Nintendo, so really it was just kind of a port remaster job. We mentioned Tony Hawk Pro Skater 3, that came out that year. Matt Hoffman Pro BMX came out that year.
Oh, this the Kellogg Cereal Special game.
Yeah. Definitely not as good as Dave Mira.
I think Freestyle that BMX,
which was
too.
Awesome. No, I think that was. I feel like that was a little bit before it. I was definitely playing Dave Mira on the PS1 before that.
Oh, maybe. Okay.
Dave Mira Freestyle BMX came out in. Oh, Wikipedia's my link again. It came out in
2001 special.
Oh, it came out in 2000. Came out in 2000. Yeah, we might have discussed it.
I was discussed, yeah.
Alone in the Dark. Apparently, there was an Alone in the Dark game that came out that year. Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone came out that year, of course. Oh, the game adaptation.
I do remember that.
Those first couple horrible. Were alright. No, that one remember, on Chamber of Secrets were pretty good.
All I remember is when Harry was doing his spell thing, and it sounded like Nintendo. That's all I remember.
That's probably going to be rough.
I just laughed and just kept saying Nintendo. I don't know what he's meant to say.
Oh, Flipendo. That's right.
Oh, Flipendo, was that easy? I was just saying Nintendo.
Nintendo, Flipendo. Yeah, it says so. Then I'm scrolling through a list here. So we've got the first Jak and Daxter came out that year. So Naughty Dog. And their first non-Crash game for the team. Worked out pretty well for them. In my eyes, it's actually the only good Jak game. I didn't really love what they did with Jak 2 and Jak 3. And they're the games that are way more acclaimed than even the first one. So I'm a weird exception to the rule there. Scrolling through, I have to save that one for Xbox. SSX Tricky came out that year.
Oh. Really?
Legacy of Kain Soul Reaver 2 came out that year, which is arguably the best one. We mentioned GTA. Devil May Cry. The first Devil May Cry came out that year. October 16th. This was a double header. Silent Hill 2 and Eco came out the same day. And I don't mean like Echo the Dolphin. I mean like, you know, Team Eco, the ones who did like Last Guardian and Shadow of the Colossus and all that. The game that came before them. So those two came out same date. A classic Doom and Animal Crossing style doubleheader. Max Payne came out.
Yes,
in 2001, July 23rd.
I know.
Twisted Metal Black came out that year. Red Faction came out that year. Zone of the Enders came out that year. So Kojima had had two titles in that year. Zone of the Enders, heaps of people bought because it had the demo for Metal Gear Solid 2, which kind of added to the illusion that he was kind of pulling together for Metal Gear Solid 2. Phantasy Star Online apparently came out that year. But yeah, there's a whole lot, and I'm sure there's a bunch more that I'm probably not noticing as I skim through. Gran Turismo 3 A-Spec came out that year, which was probably close to the best-selling game that actually came out that year, because Gran Turismo was still at its absolute height at that particular stage, and it was selling like 20 million copies, and it was, you know, just kind of crazy what was going on. So there was heaps of stuff coming to PlayStation 1 and 2 at that particular point. Onimusha Warlords apparently came out that year. The first Onimusha. We kind of didn't acknowledge kind of all Sega stuff before. Shenmue 2 came out that year as well. It's pretty crazy, actually.
Monkey Ball? That was a Sega game.
Yeah, but that came out to the GameCube. That kind of knuckled under at that point, whereas Shenmue was still a Dreamcast game. I guess that was kind of a timing thing. We spoke about Dave Mirra. Dave Mirra Freestyle BMX 2 came out in 2001. Crash Bandicoot, Wrath of Cortex came out year. So Naughty Dog was, as we said, they were working on Jack at that particular point, but that came out. James Bond 007 Agent Under Fire came out that year.
That's a very good game.
I'm skimming through. I mean, as we mentioned before, the sports games were arguably at their peak at that point. Like, some of the best reviewed games from that year with Metacritic scores of 94 and 92 respectively were Madden 2002 and NHL 2002. So like, the sports games were going all right at that particular point in time. Apparently there was a Dance Dance Revolution that came to the PS1 then.
How do you play that? Did they have a dance mat back then?
Yeah, they were still doing dance mats and those sorts of things. Trying to look for anything on the PlayStation that we haven't already discussed. Baldur's Gate Dark Alliance came out that year. There's some deep some deep cuts here. We mentioned Red Alert 2. Apparently, oh no, hang on, that's PC. Oh,
no,
we'll get to the PC stuff when we get to the PC stuff. I was probably selling 2001 a little bit short before in my mind, but it's not too bad. It wasn't a bad year for and even the PlayStation had a decent chunk of stuff, even though that was for me, the PS2 was absolutely the weakest PlayStation. And yet it did okay. Crazy Taxi 2 came out, we touched on that, to the Dreamcast. But I guess like, of all the stuff that we've discussed so far, we can pivot over to Xbox here, because arguably one of the biggest franchises of all time launched that year alongside the Xbox, and that is, of course, Dead or Alive Extreme Volleyball.
I was going to say Burnout.
Halo. Halo came out day and date, and alongside Blinks the Time Sweeper, completely dominated. Halo Memories, because you were playing on the original Xbox. I wasn't, so...
I didn't have an original Xbox either.
No, but you said you got a chance to play with people or whatever.
Yeah, but I never played Halo, though.
Oh, okay. Oh, righto. How'd that happen?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe they just bought it for the sake of it and just never had Halo, or decided just to play Need for Speed Underground instead of Halo, because Need for Speed Underground was a more entertaining game than Halo, and I... wasn't a big first-person shooter back then, because I got scared of big bad monsters hunting me.
Yeah, that's fair.
Oh, times have changed. They're scared of me now.
Yeah, pretty much. I just realised Dark Cloud actually came out for the PS2 that year as well, which is a personal favourite. It was just a bit further buried down the Metacritic list, apparently. But yeah, Halo, obviously we both came to it pretty late, but no doubting kind of how important it is slash was, especially for just first-person shooters on the console. We know, obviously, and I think we spoke about GoldenEye. We've spoken about GoldenEye plenty of times over the years and how important that was. I think Halo was kind of that next big one to come along that absolutely just kind of shocked everyone in terms of what a first-person shooter could be on the console. And I think from that point on, it really kind of broke down the door that allowed your Medal of Honors, your Call of Duties, and all those sort of things that would start piling in afterwards and eventually become some of the biggest games on the platform of kind of all time, really. So big shout out to what Xbox and Bungie specifically did at that time. That was when Bungie was still owned by Microsoft. So before they eventually jumped ship, I don't know, another 6 or 7 years later. 6 or 7 years and about 20 Halo games later.
To Activision. That was a great choice.
Do you have any other games from...
from 2001 or
yeah,
Xbox?
Xbox from 2001. Any games that, even if you got back to them well after the fact?
Oh, I don't think so off the top of my head. I'm trying to look at my list. I think we've gone through all of them that I've put down. I know there's a lot more you can go through. You can just keep digging and digging and digging, and you'll go, oh, that game come out. Oh, this game come out. Like, the Powerpuff Girls came out in 2001, and that was...
I can give you a list now. I found the slate of launch titles for the Xbox, but...
Oh, here we go. It was Grabbed by the Ghoulies, one of them. I know that was before the Rare purchase.
Yeah, not quite. 4x4 EVO 2, Air Force Delta Storm, Arctic Thunder, Cell Damage, Dark Summit, Dead or Alive 3, Fusion Frenzy, Halo Combat Evolved, Mad Dash Racing, NFL 2002, NASCAR Heat 2002, NASCAR Thunder 2002, NHL Hits... 2002, there's a hyphen in the middle there. Oddworld Munch's Odyssey, Project Gotham Racing, Shrek, Test Drive, Off Road, Wide Open, Shrek, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2X, and Trans World Surf. There was other games that were launch titles by the time they got to us. There's Fusion Frenzy, there's Batman Vengeance, but these were actually 2002 games. In terms of the original Xbox launch, so America specifically, yeah, that's how it looked. So, pretty bare bones outside of Halo, really. I did for some reason think that Blinks the Time Sweeper was there in that launch window as well, but apparently not. So, Blinks just couldn't get anything right, really. And I guess finally that leaves with PC then, where I rattled off a couple of games before. Are there any games from 2001 on the PC side that you remember from that time, or specifically, maybe came to after the fact?
I honestly can't remember what PC games. Like you said, Red Alert 2, probably the only one I remember. Probably the one I played the most out of all of them.
You mentioned in our 2000 episode, Baldur's Gate 2, well, the Throne of Baal expansion came out that year.
Wait, that expansion's back in 2001?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. That was the Sims era, of course. They were expanding everything.
Well, that's and that was what I was going to talk about. Is the number of Sims expansions that came out that year was crazy.
17,000 of them. Just a big expansion for everything, like house reno, pets, hot dates. That was actually one. I'm not making that up. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, hot date was one. Dario, I saw that as I was scrolling through the list before. But we did have some other cool games come out. Black and White came out then. Sid Meier's Civilization 3 came out that year. Flight Simulator, I don't know which. Flight Simulator 2002, that was back when it was kind of an annual thing, like a sports game. We touched on Max Payne, because obviously that came to PC as well. Diablo 2, Lord of Destruction, that expansion came out that year, June 27th that year. Tropico, the Matt Hewson favourite, alongside Nickelback. Look at this graph. Red Alert 2 Yuri's Revenge came out to PC that year. It feels like it's dropping away fairly quickly at this point. Oh, there's The Sims Hot Date. EverQuest? Did EverQuest come out that year? Oh, no, it's an expansion. Jeez, EverQuest. Train Simulator. Like we're kind
train
of toppling.
Simulator.
Fallout Tactics came out that year. No, that's the Brotherhood of Steel expansion.
too many expansions.
I mean, that was the PC. Like they were doing it well before consoles really got on board with horse armor for Oblivion. I'm looking through to catch anything else. There's Mech Warriors, so I'd be remiss if I didn't give that a shout out for Ken. Mech Warrior 4, Black Knight expansion. Oh, fucking expansion. there's Red Faction.
Expansion.
Soul Reaver 2. Sim Coaster.
What?
They're knockoff on Roller Coaster Tycoon, I'd imagine.
Oh,
Icewind Dale. That's an expansion as well. My God. Resident Evil 3 Nemesis. Must have come across to PC that year.
Really?
So, there's some interesting... Like, I'm seeing... What's this Half-Life thing here? That'll be a fan... Half-Life Blue Shift. I don't think that's a legit expansion, is it?
What is that?
I feel like that's got to be a mod that just somehow got reviewed by enough people that it became a thing. Zoo Tycoon. Tom Clancy's Rogue Spear. Rainbow Six Rogue Spear. Oh, my God. That's a long title. Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six... Rogue Spear, colon, Blackthorn. Rough. There's Harry Potter again. Swine. The Pig National Army, following the orders of the something. It's been cut off. Good on you, Swine. A new breed of real-time strategy. Look, it's dropped away a little bit, but... Certainly at the very top level. 2001 was a pretty damn good year. Were there any other games that spring to mind across any of the platforms now that we've had a bit of an opportunity to bounce around through all of them?
There's honestly a lot more than I thought there was.
There is a lot more, actually, yeah. That top level, just best of the year.
It's going to be surprising what 2002 is going to look like. If it's just going to be... It'll be heaps, I'm sure. But I don't want to look at it now. I just want to be surprised. But next time we do this and go... Oh, that game come out, or this game come out.
I'm gonna give you three, just to whet the appetite for whenever we do that episode.
Right.
Vice City.
Oh.
Because that was kind of the annual clip of GTA at the time. Vice City, Super Mario Sunshine, and Metroid Prime.
Oh. That's all you need.
Yeah, there's more from there, so we'll leave that alone. But there's some. Actually, I'm scrolling through the list now. There's some pretty cool games there. I would say that actually when you set those aside, that it's maybe a week a year. But there's some cool games along the way, for sure. So we'll talk about that. Who knows? Hopefully it's not like 5 months before we do another one of these episodes. So it's good to kind of reminisce a little bit. I feel like this next one might be a shorter one, but it's good to reminisce and see, think about some of the games that we've gone nearly an hour.
really?
It's good to reminisce on some of the games that came out at that time and think of what was. Matto, any other thoughts at all?
No. 2001 was a good year of gaming. I don't think when we had our arguments of what was the best gaming year, I'm pretty sure we didn't put 2001.
And look, I think I'd still stand by that, but it's definitely better than I gave it credit for. That's for sure.
Oh, yeah. Oh. We threw it under the bus, thought, nah, it's early 2000s. They're not going to have good games. They're just going to have stupid, Barney in the Big Blue House. No, that's Bear in the Big Blue House. I'm mixing two.
Big giant, purple dinosaur and a bear.
Yeah.
It's all the same. Well, we'll wrap things up. If you enjoyed this episode of Patch, please be sure to like, share, and subscribe. There's a whole bunch of awesome stuff on the YouTube channel. I touched on it early on, but Patched, there's lots of Let's Plays, a whole bunch of cool stuff that we've got going. There's shorts. Go check all that stuff out. Visit the website, player2.net.au, for reviews, previews, opinion pieces, and more. Links to the podcast series, the audio version of Patched. There's Dev Diary and the Player 2 Pixelcast as well. We're on Patreon, patreon.com/player2au. Kicking a few bucks. Lower tiers, early access. High tiers, monthly episode exclusives. And finally, there's Twitter. Matto_Phil. Paul James Games for myself. The website is player2au. Let us know in the comments, social media, whatever, what were some of your favorite games from 2001. I'm sure there's some absolute gems that you were thinking of that we probably didn't give nearly enough time to throughout this or missed entirely. But let us know what you think anyway. And until next week, we'll see you later.